I'm John DiLibretto, and coming up, it's 1990 AD all over again when I talk with Michael Cretu, the founder of Enigma, the band that combined gothic chant, eroticism, and electronics. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Eric Scott's new album, In the Company of Clouds. You can hear a track from it in the background. Eric used to play bass in bands like Alice Cooper, Flo and Eddie, and Sonia Dada, but for the last few years, he's been making great instrumental albums centered on his melodic bass lines. On In the Company of Clouds, he travels into ambient Americana with pedal steel that's more Pink Floyd than country. And Jeff Pierce drops some ambient guitar in there as well. It's our December CD of the month for a reason. You can get Eric Scott's In the Company of Clouds at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. And now, get ready for our interview. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. It's been 25 years since Enigma debuted with their hit album, 1990 AD. It was a recording that mixed Gregorian chants with space synthesizers and heavy-breathing female vocals. There's been 7 albums since then, but it's been 8 years since the last one, 7 Lives, Many Faces. Now Enigma creator Michael Cretu has returned with a new album, The Fall of a Rebel Angel. It pays homage to the first in every way. From his Munich home, Michael Cretu takes us to the Church of Enigma.
Above the doorway, a familiar writing. All hope abandon, ye who enter here.
That's one of the spoken word segments from the bonus version of Enigma's new album, The Fall of a Rebel Angel. It's a recording that continues the themes of Enigma's 7 albums since their hit CD from 25 years ago, 1990. Cretu's mix of gothic chants, erotic whispers, and electronic moods and beats was a worldwide hit and a staple of dance floors and chill rooms for years. Speaking from Munich, where he lives part-time, he says it all began in church.
Studying classic music, and I also wanted to study church music, you know. So I grew up with Gregorian chants, with the Toccata and Fuge from Johann Sebastian Bach, which is one of my favorites since I was a little child. So I grew up with all these things, but I tell you, in the same time, Led Zeppelin. So I like them both. And I love to make this collage and to mix worlds.
Enigma's 1990 AD was a surprise hit in 1991. It came from a Romanian-born producer and musician who was classically trained but also grew up on progressive rock.
I loved, for example, in the early days, Yes, because I loved Rick Wakeman as a keyboard player. And he's also coming from classic music. And I loved his mellotron and the kind he played synthesizer. And I'm a big fan of Vangelis. So you know where I come from.
He brought much of that together with Enigma.
I intend to create my own way of music, of electronic music, and instrumental electronic music. And that was the moment where Enigma was born.
A lot has happened to music in the 25 years since Enigma was born, and Cretu says he's listened to all of it.
I want to avoid all the sound elements which are included in hit music nowadays. And to avoid them, I have to know what's used. So I have to listen to everything what's going on.
Do what you feel, feel until the end.
That's what resulted in the first hit album, 1990 AD. And now he's returned to that sound after 7 recordings and 25 years with The Fall of a Rebel Angel. Many of the motifs on the first album return, the church organs, gothic choirs, panting female whispers, all made famous on songs like Sadness.
With the new album, because it's 25 years after the release of the first one, I said it's a kind of celebration I said, okay, I'm doing a new album, but I try to remember the beginnings. So you will see there on the new album, it's also reflected the meaning of numbers, of the number 8, and this is related to the second album, The Cross of Changes. Then the never-ending story between religion and sexuality, which refers to Enigma 1.
So, on the fall of a rebel angel, there's a song called Sadness Part 2, which is a sequel to the first album's hit song, Sadness, part of The Principles of Lust.
Since the first Sadness Part 1 came out, I knew someday I will do a Sadness Part 2. And for me, Sadness Part 1 was like a kind of question. And now 25 years later, it's coming the answer. And to symbolize the position of the church musically, with Sadness Part 1, I took maybe the most spectacular signal of vocal church music. This In Nomine Christi, Amen. And then I said, okay, if I'm referring again to church, what is musically symbolized better as with a church organ? And what is the most famous riff or pattern from classic music? It's the Toccata and Fuga from Johann Sebastian Bach. So it was clear that if I decide to do a Sadness Part 2, it will be based on this organ theme.
For the fall of a rebel angel, Cratu created a story based on an angel's fall from grace, retaining the biblical references of the earlier albums. He wrote the story with German lyricist and librettist Michael Kunze, who has produced several musicals and hit records, especially in the disco era. Their story tells of a man's surreal journey of discontent, remorse, and redemption.
No, we just spoke about what's Enigma, what should it be, all this mystical, religious, and all the influence what Enigma had. And then he built this story. At the beginning, there were just little scribbles, like 20 or 25 little scenes, just two phrases or three phrases per scene. And then I started to see, from my musical scribbles, what can fit together? Where can we say, from this point on, we start to work more and more into details till the finished song.
In fact, Cratu needed the story to create the music, as on the song called Diving.
I started to make the music for Diving, but it was no story behind. Then I said to Michael, look, I need a story about the situation. And I said, I have the impression it's somebody on a board of a lake and he steps into the water till the water covers him completely, and then he's underwater and all these beautiful images, you can see the lights from underneath of the water surface. And you remember your childhood and seeing something which makes it calm before we come back. Was it just a dreamy situation before you come back to say to his reality? So you see, it's something which goes one hand into the other, the story and the music.
The bonus edition of the album features Michael Kunze's spoken word story with entirely different, more ambient music backing.
At the sanctuary, a group of monks in red bordered frocks chanting blasphemous psalms. A magic ritual inspiring an ecstatic priest in ceremonial attire.
What the main album is, Quintessential Enigma, 25 years after 1990 AD. Enigma is a project that takes personality out of the music. For Michael Cratu, Enigma is a sound.
With Enigma, the star is the sound, and everybody around is just somebody who helps to the whole to become as I have it in my mind.
with its mix of religious imagery, horror movie organ, and funhouse mirror sound manipulations, Enigma's The Fall of a Rebel Angel is a nightmare of a journey.
It's a journey. It's a soundtrack to a movie, but the movie is in your head, and you don't need the pictures. So just close your eyes, and then the movie starts.
The latest album by Enigma is The Fall of a Rebel Angel on Republic Records.
End of confession.
Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Android apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.